reason I'm not calling this something like everyone hates New York's infrastructure is because I was told I needed alliteration in my title. Hello! Welcome to the Gallery of Genres. This is episode Capes and Capers on Superhero Fantasy. I'm Sophie, and I'll be your guide today as we explore the wild and wacky world of superhero fiction. Okay, first of all, what is superhero fantasy? Well, according to the wellspring of all knowledge, aka Wikipedia, superhero fiction is a genre of speculative fiction examining the adventures, personalities, and ethics of costumed crime fighters known as superheroes, who often possess superhuman powers and battle similarly powered criminals known as supervillains. That's really specific. My favorite story plotting method, Save the Cat, has a different definition. The superhero genre involves a hero with some sort of power and some sort of curse being opposed by some sort of nemesis. Okay, so the first definition is pretty narrow, but it describes the core concepts of classic superhero fiction. This genre revolves around superheroes who have a power. This could be your average superpower, like flight, laser vision, magic, mad kung fu skills, being really smart, and or some combination of these, or even something different. If we want to open up the genre a little more, this power doesn't have to be a traditional power. It could be just a mission to do good, or high morals, or, I don't know, forensic skills. Is that a power? I will have to check into that. Of course, having all that power and perfect hair can be really great, but also amazingly boring if there is no challenge or struggle associated with it. This is where the other two aspects from Save the Cat show up, nemesis and curse. The nemesis is a self-made hero with abilities greater than or as great as the hero, because a superhero is only as great as their worst enemy. While the hero doesn't have to wonder if he's special, the nemesis lacks faith. The nemesis is self-made, and it's the lack of faith that does the nemesis in. If he were really the chosen one, so to speak, he wouldn't have to kill or scheme or plot to prove it. A great example of this is Superman and Lex Luthor. You probably know that Superman is an alien from another planet, with super strength, flight, x-ray vision, heat vision, and freeze breath, plus some other stuff depending on what version we're talking about. Silver Age got really weird. Lex Luthor, on the other hand, is a fantastically wealthy businessman who built his company, LexCorp, from the ground up. He has no superpowers, he's kind of squishy in that way, but he's brilliant, and he has a self-made wharf suit that allows him to keep up with a Man of Steel. Plus, he's really good at weaponizing kryptonite, Superman's main weakness. The main reason Lex is so anti-Superman is that he can't believe anyone born with that level of power can ever stay good. Power corrupts. And then the curse. Being a superhero is not all it's cracked up to be. You're alone, you're isolated, you can't tell anyone or else they're going to get squished. Is squished the right word for this? Well, just say squished. The curse balances out the power and makes the superhero likable and relatable. Like, haven't we all felt? We've all felt alone. We've all felt like we have secrets we can't tell anyone else. We've all worried that we're going to get other people hurt. We've all fallen off buildings before. Wait, what? There are multiple story structures from this genre. This is a very loose genre. But the main ones I've seen are the origin story, the continuation story, and the Watson story. I made all of those up myself. Be proud of me. In the origin story, a person either already has powers or has powers bestowed upon him or her, or, yeah. While figuring out how to use these powers, there's often some event involving the death of a loved one, which propels the hero to begin using these powers for good. Megamind is a unique subversion of this trope because it focuses on a supervillain, his life story, how he defeats the superhero, creates a new supervillain, and ends up becoming a, spoilers, superhero himself. The continuation story is what most comic books use because they've already established their origin story, and now they have to keep on creating new stories with this character to get more sales. Marketing, baby! So, an already established hero faces some new villain, threat, or revelation. In Kung Fu Panda 2, yes, this is a superhero story, Poe has kung fu powers now, but after a shocking encounter, he learns that he's adopted and sets off on a journey to figure out who he is and where he comes from. And then there's the Watson story. It's applicable with either structure, and this focuses on... It's applicable with either structure, and it focuses on a non-superpowered person observing the superhero. One of my favorite books/movies is Thor and Ulysses. Ulysses the Squirrel is the superhero, but we don't really get much from his perspective. Most of the story revolves around Flora and her family and her cynicism. So Flora is the main character who does the developing. It's pretty cool. You'll notice I've tagged this genre as superhero fantasy when I've not said it's superhero fiction. Superhero fiction has a lot of unsupported scientific elements, even without including magic and myth-based superheroes. The main reason is that normal sets of superpowers are weird. If radioactivity can actually give you superpowers, we'd probably have more superpowers because we're already surrounded by radioactivity. In reality, radioactivity is not good. Please be safe in the lab. It's not going to give you superpowers. Please. Most superhero fiction takes place in a relatively contemporary setting, and power origins can range from magic to pseudoscientific. It really just depends on the flavor of everything. Again, superhero fantasy could fit into science fiction. It depends on the powers used. And technically, a lot of young adult literature is actually superhero fiction if we broaden the definition to the Save the Cat, where it's just the hero's special and they're fighting against someone else who's like to think they're special. Some example of stories in this genre, pretty much anything published by Marvel or DC, movie or comic or otherwise. It's mostly a visual genre because it's, let's face it, big flashy powers tearing up New York City. It's really fun to watch. There aren't really true hardcore superhero novels written. Renegades by Marissa Meyer is one example, and a middle grade trilogy would be the Wanted Superheroes trilogy by Brian Davis. Blank Mastermind by Rosie Mucklestone is a great example of a superhero story told by someone who isn't a superhero. Wolfgang Dankworth doesn't have any superpowers besides amnesia and the amazing ability to avoid brain damage despite being knocked out and getting amnesia/near amnesia twice. But he faces down Amazing Man, your average super-haired, super-hearted superhero who Wolfie blames for killing his family. If we broaden the definition to Save the Cat, stories like Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling, Cinder by Marissa Meyer, Divergent by Veronica Roth, and the vast majority of YA that's not strictly romance are included. It's a really popular genre because it reflects the normal young adult desire to be special and to find your identity. Thanks for... Yes. Go write! I don't know how to end this thing. I've never done a podcast. Thanks for listening. Keep writing.